USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
8 people were killed and another person was wounded in a shooting spree Tuesday targeting massage parlors throughout the Atlanta, Georgia area. Robert Aaron Long, the suspected gunman, has been caught following a chase in Crisp County. Police have obtained surveillance video showing a man that looks like Long at multiple shooting locations. The United States has sanctioned an additional 24 Chinese officials over Beijing's ongoing crackdown on dissident in semi-autonomous Hong Kong, including a decision to overhaul the city's electoral system. Those hit are deemed responsible for eroding the rights and freedoms promised to the people of Hong Kong at the time of its handover from British to Chinese rule. The Boston Globe is reporting basketball player LeBron James has become part owner of the Boston Red Sox Baseball Club. With their Redbird Capital Partners firm, James and his longtime business partner Maverick Carter both joined the Fenway Sports Group. USA Radio News.
You've heard of cancel culture. They want to ban Dr. Seuss books from our schools. And some want monuments for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson removed. If you're fed up with cancel culture, watch Newsmax TV. Each night this week, Newsmax exposes the dangerous agenda of cancel culture. Tune in tonight for blockbuster shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. You'll be surprised by what you see. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Now, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your operator. Tell them you want it. Newsmax is also free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and more. And download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. Every day, check Newsmax.com for breaking news and watch Newsmax TV for the news you need to know. Millions are watching. So can you.
Religion, not politics, could change what days the BYU basketball team plays on. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The brackets are set for this year's edition of the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament, but the schedule might be a little flexible. Tournament organizers say that if BYU makes it to the Sweet 16, they will swap the days that their games are played. As scheduled, the Cougars would play their regional semifinal game on Sunday, March 28th. However, that would violate the Mormon school's policy that prohibits participating in competition on a Sunday. If they advance, the East would swap days with the Midwest region, meaning their games would then take place on March 27th. BYU last made it to the Sweet 16 in 2011.
Taiwan's newly appointed defense minister has told Parliament the island has strengthened deployments in the disputed South China Sea and that the United States has approved the export of sensitive technology to equip Taiwan's new submarine fleet. China, which claims democratic Taiwan as its own, has increased military activity near the island in recent months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
After reports of dangerous blood clots developing in patients receiving AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, several European countries have halted immunizations. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Those countries include Spain, Germany, Italy, and France. There have been 37 reports of the blood clots developing after more than 17 million doses. I questioned Dr. Mark Sherwood, author of the book Fork Your Diet, if there is reason for concern.
It's inherently reasonable to assume there could be potential side effects. Now, regarding the blood clots at this moment, do we know or not for sure if the vaccines are the direct contributor? We don't. And could they be? Yes. Might they not be? Yes.
The vaccine was created under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. NASCAR is in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. Driver William Byron on MRN talks about the track.
I mean, you notice it really every corner. You know, you might have a couple laps that are good and the tires feel the same, but then after that each corner is just less and less grip. So it's a challenge just to keep your car straight. And then on top of that you're racing guys, and as soon as guys take away your lane, it becomes really hard to find another lane to be as fast in. So it's all very difficult.
The race is Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.